The state files for a permit to begin construction on the Juno Access Project Road, and two empty Haines School Board seats are filled. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The State Department of Transportation this week filed for a permit that would allow it to begin constructing a road north of Juneau to Katsaheen and to build a ferry terminal and dock there. Margaret Friedenauer has more.
The Army Corps of Engineers must issue a permit to the state before any work or construction could begin on the Juneau Access Project. The permit application does not mean construction is going to begin soon on the road or ferry terminal. For one, it needs to be approved by the Army Corps of Engineers. DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the permit will take several months to process, and the department is applying for it now so that when the Federal Highway Administration makes a final decision on the project, it's not delayed by the permit process. That decision from the feds is expected next fall. The Army Corps of Engineers issued a public notice on the permit application the same day Governor Bill Walker took office, and that could have a bigger effect on the road project than anything at this point. Walker said during his campaign for governor that capital mega projects concern him because of the high costs. Highway construction in the Juneau Access Project is estimated to cost $523 million, and new ferry terminal and vessel construction another $51 million. Most of that money would come from the Federal Highways Administration, but it's also money that could be used for other transportation projects in the state. Walker spokesperson Grace Young said Wednesday the governor is assessing all projects, including the Juneau Access, and that it's too soon to say what his decision will be on how to proceed. In the meantime, the Army Corps of Engineers is accepting public comment on the permit application until the end of the month. In the application, the state details the project would begin about 40 miles north of Juneau near Echo Cove and continue 50 miles along the east side of Lynn Canal. The project would discharge more than 500,000 tons of rock, sand, and gravel fill material into waters to create a two-lane highway. It would impact 60 acres of forested wetland and 25 acres of marine waters. It would install three bridges and 226 culverts. Additional fill, dredging work, and pile driving would be needed to construct the Katsaheen Ferry Terminal and dock, and a new berth at the Skagway Ferry Terminal to accommodate the new ferries. The application says the state is awaiting permits from several other agencies, including the U.S. Forest Service, National Marine Fisheries, Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, and the Department of Natural Resources. The application also details proposed mitigations. And in a section about essential fish habitat, the application states the construction activity may adversely affect all five species of salmon, but that the state will consult with the National Marine Fisheries Service. We've linked to a copy of the public notice about the permit application with this story on our website.
There were not enough people interested in serving on the Haines District School Board earlier this year to fill all the empty seats. That means the remaining board members had to appoint people to the board. They did so Tuesday night when two new members joined their ranks. Margaret Friedenauer reports.
Mike Wilson and Tiffany DeWitt were appointed to the board last night. They fill seats left vacant by Brenda Josephson, who did not run for re-election this year, and Scott Doddridge, who recently resigned his seat. Wilson and DeWitt's terms last only 1 year since they were appointed. They will have to run for election in October if they want to retain their seats. Wilson and DeWitt were chosen from a field of five candidates who submitted letters of interest to serve on the school board. They were interviewed by the board during its meeting Tuesday night. The other candidates were Dee Owens, Patrick Shawcross, and Kathleen Fitzwilliam, although Fitzwilliam was out of town and not at the meeting Tuesday. Wilson is a retired educator and principal who worked in schools in Anchorage and near Tucson, Arizona. He taught all elementary grades and middle school math and health classes. DeWitt is a case manager with Lynn Canal Counseling with a bachelor's degree in early childhood education. She volunteers with community youth development and has a second grader who attends Haines School. After the board interviewed each candidate in public, the group voted 4-1 to go into closed-door session to compare and contrast the applicants. They convened for less than a half hour before coming back to the public session and making their appointments. Wilson and DeWitt were approved in a unanimous vote. After they were sworn in, the board made officer appointments. The vote was unanimous to keep Anne-Marie Palmieri as board president and Sarah Swinton as vice president. Lisa Schwartz and Wilson were each nominated to serve as board treasurer, although both declined. Brian Clay was then nominated and agreed to serve as a school board treasurer.
An official with the Alaska Department of Transportation says the agency still plans to spray herbicide for weed control along a section of state-owned road on Prince of Wales Island next year. The DOT had planned to spray along 17 miles of state roadway near Thorne Bay this year. That spraying did not happen. DOT Maintenance and Operations Chief Mike Coffey says the department did not have the personnel to complete a required study of wetlands in that area. Coffey says the DOT does plan to go forward with the herbicide spraying near Thorne Bay in 2015, but on a more limited basis.
So we're going to scale back to a more just targeted like sight distance areas, guardrail around signs, that sort of thing. But we are still looking at doing an application this spring or summer.
The DOT is still required to give public notice of their intent to spray. The state agency no longer needs a state permit from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, a permitting hurdle that required a public comment period. The DEC removed that requirement in 2013. The DOT filed a revised integrated vegetation management plan with the DEC this year, outlining plans to begin spraying along with traditional methods of mowing or poling weeds. The Thorne Bay Road was the first spot in southeast that DOT had planned for the spraying. At the moment, Coffey says the Thorne Bay site is the only one in southeast planned for spraying, but the DOT is reviewing its plans for next year.
Herbicides are just one of the tools that we have where mechanical methods and all really either aren't effective or actually can do more harm than good. So again, we're really trying, you know, we're doing our best to be very environmentally sensitive when we're doing this.
The DEC regulation changes and DOT plans for spraying have sparked opposition around southeast. Residents are concerned with chemicals lingering in plants and berries gathered near the side of the road or leaking into fish streams or drinking water. Communities like Thorne Bay and Petersburg have passed resolutions against herbicide use. Skagway passed an ordinance prohibiting the application of herbicides, and Petersburg is considering a similar measure. A bill introduced by Democrats in the Alaska House last year sought to require buffer zones along salmon streams and reinstate public comment opportunities. It received no hearings, but legislators have vowed to reintroduce that bill in the upcoming session. Other plans for herbicide applications were filed with the state this year in southeast, one for Ketchikan Airport and another by the White Pass and Yukon Railroad near Skagway. White Pass eventually dropped plans to use herbicides for this year. The University of Alaska system has delayed a campus climate survey originally scheduled for October. The goal of the survey is to gauge the prevalence of sexual assault on campus and students' attitudes on the issue. Lisa Fu has more.
After initial delays this fall, the University of Alaska didn't want the survey to bump against the holidays and final exams. University attorney Michael O'Brien says a survey about sexual assault on campus may bring about unexpected emotions.
During stressful times of year, we have an extra duty to be concerned about our students' mental health and putting them in a situation that could trigger past experiences with sexual harassment or in particular sexual assault was a bad idea.
This is the first time University of Alaska will do a campus climate survey. Back in April, the White House provided sample questions and recommended that colleges around the country conduct surveys. Initially, the university modeled its survey after the federal government's. O'Brien says the questions were focused primarily on sexual violence.
And obviously, we want to know about that. But we also want to know about cyberbullying, online harassment, and it doesn't really talk about that. So because our goal is to get it right, we want to focus on, is there either a better product or something we can add to this to make it the most comprehensive for our community?
University of Alaska also heard complaints from other schools that the White House survey was unclear, too narrow, and didn't address the needs of certain student populations. In May, the U.S. Department of Education put University of Alaska on a list of about 80 colleges nationwide being investigated for mishandling sexual assault complaints or as part of a compliance review. Federal auditors from the Office of Civil Rights visited campuses in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, and Bethel in October. A monthly online newsletter for UA employees called the Statewide Voice says the survey will likely be conducted early next year. Around 18,000 students, faculty, and staff will be randomly selected to participate. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Special thanks to Margaret Friedenauer, Lisa Fu, and Joe Vicnicki for help with this report.